Get through this one,
know,
and we'll
but
be
you
fine.
Know that that's what's
I know
up.
There's a lot of things. We got stuff going on.
Yep, you gotta.
You want to not even be here.
I don't want to be here,
guys.
So, well, it's fine.
We're rolling.
Oh,
I was just saying how Greg doesn't even want to be
Shut
here.
The fuck
no,
up,
no, no,
Brian.
We're rolling, as in Greg really wants to be here.
Oh,
hey, hey, hey!
Oh,
that's
hey,
what you meant.
Yeah.
Party
all right.
Time. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome
to
the Shine Show.
Why did you take all of that? Brian said one word,
welcome.
Which was?
Welcome.
And I said one word, which was two. And then
Should
what
I,
did you say, Robert?
I said the,
stole
the name
the
of the show.
Of the thunder.
The Shine Show. Like, it's like
it,
one
you know,
word.
Greg, it doesn't matter. Selfishness
no.
runs deep in his family. And
are you
so
kidding
just
me? In my family? Oh,
I've met his family.
In.
They're very selfish.
Very selfish
bunch.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You know what sucks about Robert?
Please.
Everything.
Wow.
See, I disagree.
Thank
really?
You.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Brian. Brian,
he has one redeeming quality.
What's that?
Just
he's
one?
Finally growing a mustache.
Hey-oh! Congrats. I actually like you, Robert.
It's
contrary
a beard.
To popular belief.
It's a beef. It's a beard. It's
contrary
a
to popular
ladies
popular.
And gentlemen, yeah. welcome to the Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard and Robert Shide.
See, now I think that was completely unnecessary.
What?
I agree.
That
I
was all, the second,
again, I
second.
Second
introduction
what?
To the show.
I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Hey-o.
And of course, and somewhat unfortunately, Robert Shide.
So, hey, Robert. Good
again,
to see you, man.
Also, redundant.
Guys.
What are you talking about?
Guys.
Third
yes.
time.
I
yep.
was given the privilege. I'm not given many privileges on this show, mm. as you may or may not mm-hmm. be
like,
aware of.
Like,
ever.
Okay.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, I can't
true.
Introduce a show.
Yep.
I did it one time. It really went well, and yeah. I've never been asked to do it again.
It wasn't
just, we just don't trust you. That's the problem.
Yeah, I got it.
It wasn't
I
real
get
show.
A lot of that.
That
a lot
wasn't
of
a real
don't
show.
Don't trust me. That, yeah, Brian's still
actually,
under
Brian, it was a good show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that,
I stand up for you, Greg. What is this? And then you just stab me in the back.
Shut up, Brian. Beyond that, I'm relegated to the angry guy in the chorus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I try to introduce it. I try to bring
yep.
what I can to the show.
Yep.
However, this week, I was given a golden trinket to lay alongside my bed.
Golden.
What are you, the golden goose? A golden trinket.
So wait,
no,
was this
speech?
Was this
it's
golden?
A figure of speech.
Come in. Oh, Gregory, it's odd mother goose. I've okay. brought a little golden trinket that's come directly out of my buttocks.
Okay, mother goose.
I got a golden trinket.
Mother goose
with
a golden trinket.
I got a golden trinket.
It's a little golden trinket, but a little man.
Who is that little man?
I got a golden trinket.
Mother goose, who is that little man?
A golden trinket is for you. He's my little man boy. Hello.
Hello, hello, little man boy.
Hello.
Pardon me, both of you. I'm a little shocked at what I'm seeing. I'm in bed. It's 4:30 in the morning.
But I brought you a golden trinket. Oh. I got a golden trinket.
Little old man boy, please. I'm trying to sleep.
We must go now.
Okay,
we well, have other children we must visit into the golden land. Here is your golden trinket.
Thank you, little man boy. Please. Mother Goose, why did you just spit on me?
That was me disappearing.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
It's a Foley effect.
Oh. Little man, boy, what are you doing? Oh, God! Little man, boy, lay the golden trinket alongside my bed and be gone with you!
Here is your golden trinket.
Shut the fuck up! Anyways, that's how this thing came
that's
to be from
the
Shide Show. Basically,
trinket, yeah.
I opened the golden trinket when
mm-hmm.
I woke up
yep.
later in the morning.
Covered in spit.
And found that...
It was a key.
No. It was a password
Dog-ish.
And username
oh.
to the Shide Show at Gmail. What is it? The Shide Show at gmail.com.
Yeah. Or was there also a link to just the shideshow.com?
Yeah, there was a... Well, I was in charge... I found out that I was in charge of the Shide Show
uh-huh.
at gmail.com.
It's a very...
The email
yes.
account.
Yes.
I didn't think there would be any emails. I didn't think we got any emails.
Robert hijacks that part of the
yeah.
business.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, yeah.
I was bestowed this tremendous honor and responsibility.
It's pretty awesome.
I'm dying with anxiety to know what you found in there.
I found a question from one of our listeners who will remain nameless. She will remain nameless.
Did you hear that, Robert? It was a she.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have checked sooner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should not have given up this right.
Damn it.
She was
she
wondering
yes.
if Robert Scheid was dating anyone.
Oh.
Why does that shut you down?
It doesn't shut me down. Well, the answer is no.
How could that be?
What do you mean, how could that be?
I'm shutting down.
Why are you shutting
it's
down?
It's bullshit! You're not dating anyone?
No. It's not that I'm not trying.
What? I came unplugged.
That's what she said.
Here, I don't know where that is. You got so excited that you unplugged your own
headset. How did it happen? From my ear?
Up in the earlobe region. Oh. There you go. Well, first and foremost, Gregory, what other statistic did this female listener leave for you, for us, for the Scheid Show?
There is a picture.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I need to pull this up at some point.
There was
what is
a
this,
picture.
An offer? Is that what it is?
No, it was just... you know on Gmail how you can have a picture with your profile thing?
Yeah.
That was what was there.
And it was a face? It wasn't like an anime avatar or something?
No. It was a face. It wasn't like a spaceship.
Oh.
Right.
And she she was like, who's Robert Scheid dating?
She was like, I like the show. I'm a fan. I listen every week.
Nice.
It's cool. You guys are crazy kind of thing. Which was like, I kind of was waiting to be like, love mom, you know, from
sure.
my mom.
Of course.
Like somebody's just
your mom doesn't listen to this show.
No, my mom doesn't listen to this show.
No.
But then,
out of the blue,
it was like, "What's the deal with Robert? He never talks about his lady friend." Because Brian and I have mentioned our lady friends.
Yes, well, I don't have a lady friend. I am currently single and
looking to mingle.
I'm trying to
now.
To
I guess I'm a little confused
about what, Brian.
Why didn't she ask about you or me?
Because she's asking about Robert.
Brian. And she's probably been to the website and sees what you guys look like. So.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yep. She
Got
wants
it.
To know
Got
about
it.
Me.
Yeah.
She is looking to find out about Robert Scheid.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well.
Well, he is the most eligible bachelor in Hollywood. Robert Scheid. You know, he's going to have an amazing career. Robert Scheid.
When's
that?
Ahead.
Is that
when he's,
this year?
When he's in his 80s.
80s?
I think.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's going to have the
mean?
Most prolific career when he's in his
80s. What?
Yeah. You don't understand what he's saying there?
I don't get that.
Yeah. I mean, once all the character...
It's cruel.
...of the face really settles in.
Cruel. Thank you.
He lives a life
I don't think that applies to this.
Did it? Wait, so what do you mean when you say you're trying to date? You're
dating.
Either
okay.
No, hey.
What?
You're either dating. I'm going to get Oprah Winfrey on your
ass. Okay, I'm sorry.
You either dating or you ain't.
Well, what is
you
the...
either date or you ain't?
Okay, so what qualifies?
Don't not date or hate, obliterate, don't masturbate. Hello.
Okay, so is this
that's my Oprah Winfrey?
It's
horrible. What happened to her? She went from being this regal queen alien woman to now she's slammed down.
Hey.
Yeah,
LaWanda from the Bronx,
from the corner.
Let me. Is it because she got her own network now? You figure you've got
to
dial.
Welcome
it down?
To our network, bitches.
Yeah. Right.
Now I own your ass. I'm all on my own. I'ma do what I want. Get your hands in your pants, ladies. Hey, Gail. Hey, Gail.
Is this?
Get out your helicopter, Gail. Get out your golden helicopter.
Is this how the shows go?
Take your pantsuit off. Skydive off my building. This is Oprah over and out. I own you.
Ah, there's
that's the Oprah that I know.
That's the Oprah I know.
Yeah.
Now
so,
I
need to know what qualifies me as dating. I did go on a date.
Ooh.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
How did it go?
It was okay.
What have you been doing the last 2 weeks?
Well, first of all, what kind of date was it? What'd you do?
We just met for, like, coffee or whatever.
Is that how you date? these days? It does
when you're doing what I'm doing, which is I'm meeting people online.
Okay.
I'm Are you on J-Date?
No, not J-Date.
The Jewish dating service?
I'm not Jewish, so I don't qualify. I don't think I'm allowed.
You have to be Jewish?
I think they would kick you off if you're not Jewish, but
really?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think are you on ShyDate.com?
Yeah, I'm the lone subscriber to ShyDate. I don't get it. I set it up.
I'm surfing. Yeah. I don't see anything interesting here.
No, I'm on a website.
It's a blank white screen.
I'm on a website called...
I don't know why you sound like a gay florist.
Well, that's probably the reason why I'm not finding anyone.
You don't sound like a gay florist.
Thank you. I'm on OK Cupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cupid, yeah. Draw back your bow.
Something like that.
And let
your arrow go.
Robert's arrow go.
Brian, you were freestyling that song and you seemed to stammer. You couldn't really think of a next lyric.
Sometimes my brain shuts off completely in mid-sentence. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I have.
Why do I?
Yeah. And you say things like nefarious Rasta man. You know, it'll be like you're talking about politics, and it's like, and then Barack nefarious Rasta man, and with me and Robert look at each other like, the fuck?
That you know, we should probably call in some my roommates from college. Always had a big problem with me making up words. But it wasn't my fault. I have a mental tic.
You have another voice in your
like
head.
Mid-sentence sometimes, like another being will come through and use my vocal cords and spit out some magnusness.
How was your date? Coffee?
Yeah. I don't drink coffee, but...
Oh, my God. What? So you're doing something right away you don't even like to do.
No. That wasn't the point. That's, like, just sort of the package. Look, I met her on OkCupid, so it's kind of like, hey, we struck up a good conversation through email, and they were like, let's meet.
Did you send her any pictures?
Well, you see your profile pictures.
Oh. What's your profile picture look like? Is it the one where you're surrounded by Greg and I?
No, you aren't in any of my profile
pictures.
Well, we aren't?
No.
There's a swing and a miss
right
there.
I don't want, first of all, I don't want like any high hopes. I don't want them to look and say, oh, maybe it's Brian and hope.
Why would they think that? It doesn't have to be your only picture.
No, I know. I don't know. What picture would I put up?
Smatter it in there. Like, hey, look at us out in the desert.
We're having a good time. Yeah.
It's attractive, dude.
I don't know if I have any...
So how did it go?
It was fine. I mean, the thing is, it was just no. I didn't. You wanted to know? It was just like it was fine. She was very nice, but I didn't. There wasn't a spark there. There was no spark.
How the fuck would you know if there's a spark in a coffee shop?
We weren't in a coffee shop. We actually went for coffee, but we went to Pitfire Grill, which is has a nice outdoor seating area, and we just hung out outside.
So
and I had a.
Let's just play this out a little bit.
We had lemonade. Like a little watermelon lemonade or something like that.
Which is delicious.
Robert. She had the same thing.
It's good.
Now, Robert, you can't be drinking watermelon lemonades on your fucking blind dates, man.
What do you mean?
Whiskey, beer, period.
It was like 12 in the afternoon.
Exactly. All the more reason to drink whiskey or beer. It's a blind date. You want to leave an impression.
You want to
drink watermelon lemonade?
Let's get wasted.
Did
you walk in and just point to your dick?
No, I didn't.
Should have.
That's a swing and a miss number two.
I don't know about that suggestion, Brian.
What do you mean you don't know about that suggestion? When has that ever failed? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. Whoa. Okay. You tell me, when has that ever failed?
When has it ever failed? 0%
of the time.
When is it? How many times have you tried it?
100 times.
Where I meet a girl, and I'll just go up to her and be like, hey, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
And then I take her index finger, and I point to my dick.
With her finger.
With her finger. And I just say, bingo.
Okay. Now you tell me what the end result is.
The winner's you. End result? 50-50 shot of whether we continue our conversation or I get arrested.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I haven't been arrested yet.
That's good. Look, I got to tell
and
you
I pulled that move about 7 times.
Have you ever been arrested in your life?
I will not disclose that.
Robert, have you?
No.
Okay.
Have you? Greg, hello.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I may What's or may on? Not have.
What have you been arrested for?
I don't know. I was arrested a couple times.
I don't know if I care.
I don't care.
Robert, so you had watermelon lemonade at noontime, and there was no chemistry.
Yeah, no chemistry.
Shit. No shit!
What?
So shit, you didn't have chemistry because you met up at fucking noon on a Thursday the fucking Pitfire Grill on a blind date. Who gives a fuck?
Well, I just wanted to...
Get in the game!
I wanted you to be mellow.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, so
what should I have done?
We're going to get in the game here.
What should I have done?
Here's how you get into the game. Greg?
Yes?
Tell Robert how he should have approached.
Yeah, what should
game.
I have done?
Okay. Did you call this girl beforehand?
No.
Or just all email?
It's all email.
Bullshit. First of all, you go, what's your mother effing phone number? Enough of this typing S.
Okay.
So you get her phone number. Call her up. What's her name?
Let's just call her Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep
ring,
it.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, is Mary there?
No.
So she gave me a, no,
okay,
she gave
wrong.
Me a fake number.
Oh, okay.
What now?
All right, go back to the drawing board.
Okay, next
ha ha ha, LOL, ILML, I love my life, to Mary, texting or whatever. No, you're emailing again.
Okay.
Good one, Mary. For real, give me your phone number.
Uh-huh.
I will cut your face off and wear it like a hat. LOL.
So if you put LOL. Sorry.
Robert.
And if you put LOL at the end, it's everything's
send.
Fine.
And that's me getting an email. I check it. Oh, it's Mary's number. Let me try this again. That was a funny joke, but now we're going to do it for real.
Okay.
Beep, boop, 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 beep. Ring. Hello?
Hi, is Mary there?
This is her father.
Oh, no.
Hello, sir. This is Robert Scheid calling.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in taking your daughter on a respectable date at which we will have watermelon lemonade. It'll
Sounds
be on
good.
Thursday at noon.
Excellent.
My daughter won't go out with such... showbiz trash like Robert Scheid.
Whoa, wait.
Where's the man who said he's going to cut off her face?
Sir, that's me. It was a joke. I wrote LOL after that. Sir, what's your name?
My name's Donnie.
Donnie, it's so great that I have you on the phone. I've got an exciting opportunity for you. I want to get you in on the ground level on. I'm going to call you later with that opportunity. May I speak with your daughter, please, sir?
You can call me Don.
All right, Don. Thanks. I can tell that you're hearing me. Mary on the phone. I'd love to hear her voice.
Mary!
That was great.
You
just got right in
there.
Shut up. Okay, sorry.
Hello?
Hey, Mary. It's Robert. If you ever put me on the phone with your goddamn father again, I'm going to cut your face off and wear like a hat.
Where can we meet?
We'll meet below the Santa Monica Pier.
At midnight.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Give me the phone!
Hello. This is Don again.
Hey, Don, how's it going? It's Robert.
You just asked my daughter out at midnight.
No. Hey, Don, put her back on the phone. God damn it, Don. Put her back on the phone.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, Mary, it's Robert again. I wanted to say, meet me underneath the Santa Monica Pier at 3:30 in the morning on a Tuesday and bring a bottle of whiskey and a burlap sack.
Did you just ask my daughter for a burlap?
Click.
Sack?
Then you go.
Okay.
On Tuesday morning at 3:30 in the morning, you fucking see what happens, Robert. Game changer.
Now, Robert, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Be honest.
I could not disagree any harder with Greg Hoyt than I do on this one.
Oh, okay.
You don't call up a girl's father, threaten to cut her face off, and then tell her to bring whiskey on a date at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. You know, something
3:30 in the morning.
Yeah. 3:30 in the morning.
Something was telling me not to listen to Greg. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was called common sense.
That's
Brian, what would you do?
Sense.
What would you do?
Okay. So, first and foremost, you have an exchange over the email, which in today's
which
day and age is
yeah.
the way to go about it.
Right.
You have common interests. You got a commonality to build upon.
Right.
Right. It goes back and forth.
No. I have DSL, not dialogue.
Oh, okay.
Go back and forth a few times.
Yes.
You do need to break voice contact, though.
Thank you. We're in agreement.
Wait, okay.
You said you couldn't disagree more, but that's actually
Greg, I'm talking to Robert.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
But in this instance,
yeah.
you've never met. It's a blind date.
Yeah.
Hell with the voice contact.
God.
Okay.
Text messaging only.
Ugh.
Really?
So good.
You text message... You go back and forth.
Why?
At least a couple times, and then you send her a picture of your dick. Right? And then you ask her.
I was with you for
you
a while.
You ask her.
There.
You say, in return, I would like you to send me a picture of at least one of your teats. Just one.
And you don't say tit, you say teat.
I want one teat. Okay? Just one. And from that point, you were like, okay.
I can go with this suggestion.
So go now, with it!
So now it's going back and forth. Now we're really flowing. Okay? Yeah. Now her clothes are off.
Yeah, man. She's psyched.
I mean, you've already, just in a couple text messages, taken her clothes off. Think of the power of what that is.
Yeah, I...
Okay, and I'm just talking...
probability, too, and it seems very low.
So then you're just like, all right, well, look, let's skip the small talk and lemonade stands.
Wait,
and
there was small talk?
Yeah. Pictures.
Oh.
Worth a thousand words. So now you've already exchanged a couple text pictures.
Apparently,
right?
Yeah.
And at this point, you're just ready to rock this out.
Okay.
So you say, 7 o'clock, my place, bring a bottle of wine. Girls don't drink whiskey. And any girl who does, marry them.
Immediately. If you meet a girl who drinks whiskey on Cupid.com, you marry her.
So she comes over.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't know if it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your teat. And then you compare. And be like, all right, it really is you. At that point,
her shirt
clothes are off.
Yeah.
And that level of intimacy that really the both of you really are only on there for is already there.
And then
none of these games are being had. And then it's on. Then you go from there.
Then you take that bottle of wine and you throw it against the wall and smash that shit.
Huh. And so the fact that when I actually met with this girl who was very nice and we had great conversation, but it just came off as kind of, you know, didn't work, friend sort of a thing. That doesn't matter. I should have still ended up with her naked showing me a teat and me also naked showing her my penis. That should have happened.
And taking her wine bottle and throwing it.
I just think you would have really – you want to talk about chemistry? You'd know it at that point.
Totally.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Book of Love.
Wow.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah.
I am Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, boo.
I wonder
who wrote the Book of Love.
Tell me, Pope who wrote the Book of Love. I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love.